There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Your thoughts on what you saw tonight?
Yeah, they expected game. It was always clear that Tottenham will show up like they showed up with all the individual quality they have and with the game plan they have. It was clear that it will be incredibly difficult. Didn't get easier when you concede the goal, and was really happy with a lot of things in the game, to be honest. So actually, we were lacking. So first half, the first 25 minutes, wow, crazy start, really, really good, put them under pressure. Yeah, direction of our game, passing of the game, speed of the passes was really good, but we didn't score. Then was always clear they will make one mistake and they are there. So, but this next 20 minutes roundabout, we said in halftime we could have showed more initiative in moments, just a little dribbling here, like getting closer to their formation. To keep them busy, so we pass a little bit too early, these kind of things, all fine, but we could have caused some more problems. I thought we did that in the second half, we started immediately again, high energy, and then you concede the goal. And now everything can happen in a situation like this. You can completely, after the weeks we had with the, I'm not sure how many games more we had than Tottenham, but very few. And now in a moment like this, really can everything happen, but nothing happened. Stadium was there, boys kept the calm. Increase the pressure without opening up too much. We scored a goal, and then all these little moments. So you might not remember them, but diagonal ball, probably Thiago on Hendo, in behind the last line. Hendo square ball, great, but we don't anticipate it right. So we don't have anybody. This is the moment where we are there. It's exactly the same game, and you just can. Has to have at least a shot, and Lloris has to make a save. Diagonal ball, Costas mishit the header, heads it back. It's that where we were. Then the biggest one probably because the quality of Thiago when he has his little shuffle and chips the ball in the second post area where Trent is completely open, and in the end, missing by 2 yards, and that's an inch on the football boot of a world-class player. So these moments. They hurt them because you don't have plenty. They fly with everything they have. They block the balls. They do everything. They were here for results. Obviously, I know you all think the game plan of Tottenham worked perfectly. That's what we have to accept. We have obviously a different game plan. Even when we play at Tottenham, we have a different game plan. That's how it is. So that's why it's really difficult to play them. For them, when they face a team with more possession than them, then it works out pretty well. But they don't have these opponents all the time.
Obviously, there's two ways of looking at the result.
It is an important point because of 1 point more than before the game. So that's how it is. But we all know the situation. We are now top of the table. If you ask me, my favorite situation, it just stays like this. With the same points, City and us, we lose all the rest of the games in the Premier League and it stays like this. So it was great. But we all know it will not happen. So in this moment, we are disappointed. The boys are more disappointed than I am. It might be because of my age and because I saw pretty much everything already in my life. But we will go again. There was so many good things tonight in a situation like that. The counter press we played today, you can record it and sell this stuff. It's unbelievable. Honestly, it's unbelievable. And that, I'm so proud of that. But in the end, how I said, in little moments, a little bit better decision making. It's easy for me to say because I don't run, and I didn't run 4 days ago. But we all know the boys are able to do that. And then we could have won. But of course, we know we could have lost as well because they are obviously insane in their counter-attacking, and that's what they want to do. I saw a lot of the things we want to do, but not the result we wished for.
Thanks, Vinny. Okay, anyone else in the room? Yes, James, and then we'll go to Sam.
Yeah, I mean, you must be glad to know Canate seems to be getting better and better over the course of this first season.
Yeah, I am delighted with all of the boys, to be honest. I really think they all became better over the last year, but Ibo is from a centre-half point of view, he's a kid, pretty much, in this position. You get usually world-class a little bit later, but he obviously can do that earlier. Yes, I'm very pleased with what he's showing.
You know, you've obviously been rotating Matip and Canate. In terms of going with Canate today, was that his pace to try and combat Spurs on the counter-attack and seem to really step up to that and probably one of the toughest tests he's had?
Yeah, no, that was the reason.
Sam?
With your experience of title races and finish, when you sniff the air on this one, do you think there are a few more twists and turns? Because you've dropped so few points between the two of you. And how do you sort of read
them? Okay, I would love to sit here and say, yes, City will drop points. The only problem is I can't see it. That's a problem. I would wish I would think differently about it. It's just I can't see it. But we will see what happens. My problem in the moment is not how City smash Newcastle tomorrow. My problem is that we play on Tuesday against Aston Villa, and we do like we won this game already. But it's of course not the case. They're the toughest 95 minutes in between now and the final whistle. That's crazy. But we have a point more than before. It's good. And from the situation we were in when we were 1-0 down, it's massively better, to be honest. The goal counts really. But was not exactly what we wanted. And now we have to deal with it. We will. That's clear. So again, we will try to prepare as good as possible, as we always do, and try to be ready for Aston Villa, which in Villa Park, oh my God, that will be tough as well. But yeah, we will give it a try.
Okay. Final couple of questions. We'll take one here and then Dave Maddock. Okay, yeah.
You mentioned that there are a couple of things which didn't last in the way the team attacked, little moments that didn't quite fall. How impressed were you with the way Spurs defended?
I'm sorry, I'm the wrong person for that. I don't like this kind of football. But that's my personal problem. I think they're world class and I think they should do more for the game. Having a game against Liverpool and having 36-30% possession. But it's my problem. I cannot coach it. So that's why I cannot do it. So yes, world-class players block all the balls. Really difficult. Atletico Madrid is doing it. So fine, they've won whatever in the past. Fine, absolutely fine. It's just I can't. So, but yes, I respect everything what they do, but it's not me.
Dave Mallett to finish.
I'm just interested in what you already said.
First and foremost, we should stop behaving like we on a funeral. So I didn't say that to the boys, but it's a little bit the mood here. So we still talk about football and these kind of things can happen. And it's now in my life, much, much worse things happen, to be honest. And I'm still here. So you overcome things. And that's today. That's not a general problem. If we would be only ready for, we try everything as long as it works, we are really happy. And the moment when we get the first little whatever is stone thrown in our way, in that moment we stop doing it. That would be really not, I wouldn't like that too much, to be honest. So it's just, we have to show resilience, we will. But if we would have won tonight, it wouldn't have increased the probability to win against Aston Villa, not at all. So then maybe there it would have happened. So that's how it is. We have to go, we will prepare, we will try. The only chance we have that something goes our way in the end is to win now again all the football games we play. Imagine City would lose at one point. I can't see it, but imagine that. And we are, because we don't believe anymore, we then cannot use it. That would be really insane. No, no. So the boys are absolutely in the mood they should be now. Very disappointed. Absolutely, that's fine. But from tomorrow on, I heard the spring is coming to England, so maybe we can use the weather a little bit for being in a good mood, and we'll try.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much. Cheers. There we go.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.